This week in the Wicked Wardrobe, I have the very lovely this guy, Eli. Hello. Hi. How are you going?
Hello, hello. I don't know about very lovely, but thank you.
Oh, well, you know, I always come from a place of, I don't know, what I would hope. So just thank you. I don't know. You could be an asshole. I don't know.
You come in ready to be disappointed.
Have I set the bar too high, really? I've peaked early. Uh-oh. It's going to be a short one, folks. No, kidding. Here we are. It really is lovely to have you here. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You were requested by some people who have listened to previous chats, these little have a chats. So, yes, I am very, very pleased to have you here. So can you tell, for people who don't know who you are and in regards to what you do and how you contribute, who you are and what how you operate within this sort of naughty audio space?
Yeah, sure. Naughty audio space.
I know, right?
I like it. Yeah, so my username, I guess, is this guy Eli. Mm-hmm. I am an erotic audio content creator, as well as safe for work, you know, comfort audio sort of stuff as well. Mm-hmm. I'm also a Twitch streamer.
Cool.
I do regular Twitch streams, play video games and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just started recently putting like highlights on YouTube as well of the Twitch streams. So I do a variety of different things.
Yeah.
And that's just the stuff I do sort of within this persona and this space. I also have VA work and stuff that I do outside of this as well.
Oh, you do, do you? Okay. So you're a voice actor slash artist essentially. And so not only within this a previous person I had chat with called it the Gone Wild ecosystem,
yes.
which I love that term. thank you, Fairy Princess Lucy. So you do voice work externally, but is that like on a professional sort of basis?
To a degree, yes. I've been in a couple of video games and stuff.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's very exciting. How long have you been in, like, contributing to the, like, non-erotic, erotic, slash erotic audio space?
I've been doing voice acting work for about 4 years.
Yeah.
I've been doing stuff within the erotic audio sphere for about a year and a half.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
I had a weird sort of start.
Yeah.
I actually began at, so this is actually the second account I've had within this sphere. My original was called Just Another Peen. And the reason why
You say Just Another Teen?
Peen. As in like Patrick.
I just thought.
Yes, like penis.
Yes, I thought that's what you said. Just wanted to clarify. Okay.
And the reason why I had that was because I used to go by a username, Just Another Guy, anytime that I would do random stuff online, forums and things. Mm-hmm. And I kept that and I was like, you know what? I don't take myself seriously. I don't expect anyone else to. But then people started taking me seriously. Uh-oh. So I was like, okay, maybe I should have a real name.
Let's rebrand then.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And so in this part of the ecosystem, you're about 18 months as this guy Eli.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. And may I call you Eli, is that okay?
Of course.
So what transpired before you getting, how did you get to this space and think, well, you know, were you doing voice work prior to this and then sort of stumbled across it, or how did you
I was in kind of a weird place because I had a day job that I worked as well as doing voice work, because I still wasn't I still hadn't quote unquote made it, you know. I wasn't working regularly, so I had a day job, was just kind of looking for creative outlets and such. I had started making audios and stuff
just
like horror audios and creepypasta recording stuff on YouTube, and I was just looking for different outlets and stuff. I wasn't feeling very fulfilled, and I was on Reddit, and I don't remember how, but just randomly one night, because I worked overnights at a hotel for a long time.
Okay.
So I was on Reddit for like 8 hours at least a day. And I somehow a Pillow Talk audio ended up on my page. And I was like, what is this? Clicked on it. And I was like, oh, cool. So there's like people just do, you know, little comfort recordings and stuff like that. And I was like, this is really cute. So one day I got home from work at like 10 in the morning and laid down in my bed, and I grabbed my microphone and brought it into my bed with me and recorded this little audio that's like a comfort, you know, sleep sort of thing. Posted that. And then the person that had written the script that I used for that, I went into sort of their index, and they had like two or three audios that were for Gone Wild Audio. And so then I was like, oh, what is this? And I clicked on it, and I've heard of, you know, Girls Gone Wild, blah, blah, blah. So my mind immediately was like, I have a feeling what this is going to be, but let's check it out. And then I opened it up, and I was like,
rabbit hole. Yes.
Hello. And then after just spending, I think I spent about a month as an actual listener before I decided, I think I want to try something. And so I gave it a try, and it was fun. And ever since then, I've just been working at trying to be better and more creative and finding new and more interesting things to bring to life.
So were you nervous when you first posted?
Very.
Yeah.
Of course I was.
Despite having a microphone and obviously having done voice work prior to, you were still, was it more the content that you were nervous?
Yes. It's one thing to record being a character of some kind.
Yeah.
It's another to record an extremely intimate scenario.
Absolutely.
And that's part of one of the reasons why a lot of the audios that I create are character based. They're not just like me as Eli interacting with the listener. I know that there's a lot of creators that do that sort of thing, and it's a very common, very popular sort of style. It's just the whoever they are, whatever their, you know, sort of name is, and the listener directly interacting. Whereas for me, I prefer creating characters and strange scenarios and playing off of them. Like on my Patreon, for example, I have a Choose Your Own Adventure series.
Yeah.
And the whole of my Patreon, this tier that I have, they get to vote every other week on what they want to do in the next episode.
Oh, wow.
And I've created a world where the listener is involved in basically an underground organization that's hunting monsters and ghosts and stuff like that.
Wow.
And so every episode there's different monsters, different ghosts, different aliens and weird characters, and people have different accents and stuff, but it's all voiced by me. And then I have sound effects and stuff like that as well on top of it all.
So you edit your own work then?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. I remember I listened to one of yours quite some time ago and was hugely impressed at the immersive quality of I think I remember you mentioning or saying that, you know, that you had edited it. With regards to that, has that obviously that must have developed over to get to a point where you can, you know, yes, create original content, but that is kind of listener driven. That's so they give you the impetus for what they're after, or do you say, look, these are the options, vote? How does
yes
that work?
So it's kind of a mixed thing. I get a lot of my ideas from my listeners. So I have a Discord server where a lot of my patrons and stuff will share like their thoughts and suggestions and stuff. And I have specifically like suggestion boxes in my Discord server for them to post, you know, these are the kind of things I'm interested in. Oh, this would be a really cool idea. And anytime that I post an audio, they talk a lot about, you know, what's going on and what they think and what would be interesting. And so I like to read through those, kind of take some hints and ideas and stuff, and use that to kind of push the audios forward.
Sure.
And then I set out a couple of different choices for what they want to do for the next. And this is actually the second series that I'm doing right now. Wow. We actually finished an entire series that we ran for a good chunk of last year.
Right.
And I think one of my favorite moments of that series is one of those choices. It was revealed at a point that the listener actually has this past that they don't remember. And the next episode was basically all of their memories coming back to them about this whole past that they have. But the choice that the choice post that came up beforehand, all of it, I put in 5 options and all of the options were your choices have already been made. And everybody just hated me for so long because of
burn.
It.
That's
but it was
awful.
So fun.
Oh, I'm detecting a little wickedness there. That's
so much wickedness. I love just seeing how they react to all the crazy stuff that we end up doing.
That's what an incredibly creative process. I've not heard of anything quite like it. So yeah, I think that's incredible to give them some input. The people that support you, that you create content for, that has a real hands-on input to it. It's not just you reading their comments,
exactly,
obviously driving that that process. That's,
I always thought that beyond just taking suggestions and reading comments and seeing what people like, having the listeners actually have an active engagement with what the content becomes, I think, is so much more fun. And it's super fun for me as well as a creator, because it pushes me to change what I'm doing and how I'm thinking and how I'm writing, even, you know.
Yeah.
And it's so much more fun to have this engaged interaction as opposed to just they listen, I post. They get to have a say in what happens in the content.
Oh, I love that idea. That's incredibly considerate, but it's a win-win, right? It's quite 100%. Like a symbiotic relationship there that, just they ask you either take it on board or not.
Exactly.
you want your memories? No. That whole approach to it, I think, is quite fascinating. So with regards to what you post publicly, that's all original content, or do you do script fills?
I do script fills as well. I think that I'm an actor at like the base level. I like filming scripts because I think it's extremely rewarding to take somebody else's characters, ideas, world, and sort of bring it to life. As somebody who's been acting since I was 11 years old, that's always been something that I really enjoyed doing.
Right.
And it's always been the heart of my, creativity is the performance above everything else. And it's really just been in the last, year or so that I've kind of gotten this, relative popularity that I have pushed towards the sound design and the production quality of my work.
Sure.
I write most of my own work now. But when it comes to posting audios and stuff, I do enjoy doing script fills as well, trying to bring people's work to life, because script writers put a lot of their a lot of their time and effort and a lot of themselves into their scripts, and it's I like to think that it makes them happy to see their work come to fruition.
Yes, I 100% agree. I think this is an ongoing and issue within the space, that script writers don't get the recognition, and I think and the same with editors as well. I've had a chat with a few of each, and I've been trying to raise the profiles as much as I can with my small little corner of this world. But I think if people actually sat down to write, like I write my own content, again, behind paywalls, but primarily I fill scripts, they get posted publicly. And I am just in awe of the creativity and the diversity of what is available there for, you
Oh,
know, for me to
100%.
read. And I love that. I've just done one this morning, and there's something incredibly satisfying I find, and I guess you yourself as a performer and having acting chops, just that reading someone else's words and interpreting them and giving them, literally giving them a voice
Yeah.
is, oh gosh, I miss that because I don't do as much of that as I used to. But yeah, I totally get what you're saying. To It's almost a privilege to be able to read their words and
Oh,
interpret
definitely.
them. And what a thrill it must be for them to, you know, get a fill, but also potentially have something that they could get a number of fills on, and to hear how they're differently interpreted and, yeah, I don't know, produced into something that, you know, is put out there for public consumption.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So
One of
has, yeah,
my
go on.
oh,
Yeah,
sorry. I was going to
you
say
go.
one of my closest friends is a writer. She goes
Yeah.
by the username Marithwin.
Yes,
And
yes.
she, first of all, she's just a wonderful person.
Yeah.
So she's so much fun to hang out with
Yeah.
and share a creative space as well as just being close as people.
Yeah.
But she is the reason I exist within this space, really.
Wow. Wow.
She
Okay.
because she wrote this series called The Neighbor, for anybody that doesn't know. And when I filled the first episode of The Neighbor, it was the first time that I had really sat down and I knew start to finish, my whole process and how I wanted to perform it. And I figured out all these sound effects and I learned all these new tricks and stuff. And from filming that series, just having her feedback specifically and getting to see what the creator wanted to from my performance as well, and then as well from the sound design, getting to see that over the series and having that relationship grow is one of the most amazing things I've ever gotten to experience.
How incredibly satisfying for you.
100%.
Just,
Being able to
yeah.
have that sort of back and forth and talk about, what we both wanted from it and to
Yeah.
see it come to fruition. And then she wrote, we laughed and joked about all kinds of different things. And from that came then another series, the dentist series, which
Yes.
was this,
Yeah.
joking idea of having a sexual relationship with your dentist that then turns into a international spy drama and just
I
all
love
this ridiculousness that
it.
comes from, the relationship between a performer and a writer. And it really is amazing. And she is one of the number one reasons why I love doing script fills. It's so much fun
Wow.
to have that relationship with other creators on the other
Yes.
side.
Yeah. I have a similar connection with a couple of writers who, yeah, we get together and we discuss the development of the character and like where are they going to go next and what are they going to do, and I've done a 14 part series,
Oh, wow.
this was the Wish You Were Here series, and I'm always a little low-key scared when the next script comes in because I'm like, oh, what, where could this possibly go? But we've, you know, we sort of talk about it every now and then. A Secret Beast is the script writer of that, and I am just in complete awe of their capacity to continue on this series. And each time I read it, I was like, oh, this is brilliant. And they're a good half hour
Oh,
record,
wow.
which I'm exhausted at the end of.
Oh, for sure.
But I so incredibly satisfying, and I feel very, again, privileged to be able to work closely with not only them but another couple of writers as well. And yeah, to be on the same page, I think, is literally the same page, is it's quite a special and unique connection,
Definitely.
I find. Yeah. Has your the content that or the scripts that you do fill, has that changed over your sort of, you know, last past year and a half at all? Have you, you know, discovered things or concepts or scenarios or genres or styles that you think, oh, I'm gonna have a go at that to sort of extend yourself?
Oh, for sure. I definitely tend towards softer, more like intimate content. And I think that spawns from just who I am as a person. I'm definitely a softer, more intimate person. So there's all kinds of of audios that I have done in the past that I now probably would never even consider doing. Not that I don't enjoy or I'm not proud of how I made them, but there's just something about the way it feels to do softer, intimate content that people can really just kind of be all cozy and happy with their headphones on while they listen to it.
Yeah. And with that, also talking about the relationship between the writer and the VA, I noticed you've done some collabs as well.
Yes, I have done.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just having
a few collabs.
I actually had listened to one the other day, the Under the Mistletoe one, which I think I've heard another version of it, but it was really interesting to hear yours and Hunt's version of it too. But yeah, I again really appreciated the you know, the editing that went into that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was very, very immersive and very enjoyable. What a brilliant script.
I told Hunty that anytime that we work together, I'll do all the editing, as long as he lends me his beautiful voice.
Yeah,
I have no problem doing all the editing.
And what a voice, and the two of you together is like, you know, it's like, okay, all right, take a moment. Yeah, no, very 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 enjoyable. Is that something you would continue to do you think?
For sure,
because it's been a little while. I noticed
I definitely haven't done it in a while, and I think part of that comes down to I've just been so busy performing with myself since I do these multi-character, you know, crazy things that I do. You know, it's funny to have a conversation with yourself for 30 minutes at a time. It's interesting for sure. But I love playing with somebody else. Whether I end up being able to voice act in tandem with them, you know, if we're in a voice chat or something, so that we can perform at the same time, or just having them record their part and then me playing off of that by, like, you know, listening to them and performing off of it, so I can still have their energy.
Yeah, how important is that? Like, it really is a collaborative space at the moment. It would seem like collabs for the win. It would seem on GWA at least, and other similar subreddits. I've done quite a few recently, and the live record option over the sort of independently recording your tracks is so much more. I don't know, just obviously it flows, and you can have those, you know, those nuanced responses in the background and that sort of thing that you don't really necessarily get should you be recording independently. But with each of those, I'm just having a look now, you've got four there on your, I'm just having a look in your archive. Were any of them live recorded, or were they all independently recorded?
For all of the ones that I have up there, I don't even remember a lot of my content.
Look, I get that. I hear you.
So much stuff.
Yeah. Hunting Grounds and Under the Mistletoe and, Once, Twice, Three Times Christmas.
The Christmas collab. Yeah. Oh God, the Christmas collab. So many, so much work.
Yeah. Was it?
It was. Have you listened to the Christmas collab?
No, I haven't.
Actually. It is 13 hours. Not 13. It's 3 hours of audio content. It is a collaboration between 10 or 15 different performers. Yeah. It is. It was all written by Marithwin.
Yeah.
My Reddit's just not even opening here. But it is a
19 chapters. Good Lord.
It is a fantastic production. I am really proud of getting to work with all those people.
Are they independent?
And I edited the whole thing.
Oh, you are a mess.
Which,
let me tell you, that was
a nightmare. I edited one of, so I had the entirety of December to work on it. This was December 2020.
Yeah.
And I spent, you know, the whole month kind of editing the audio. Once people finally got their vocals and stuff into me, editing through all the audio. And then in the last week leading up to Christmas, I worked over 40 hours at my day job, and I edited for over 50 hours on the Christmas collab, including the night before Christmas. Oh, I worked for 20 hours straight.
Oh, God, what?
It was one of the best things I've ever done.
Are these independent audios, or are they...
It is 19 different audios. It's one whole connected story. Sure, it's a whole series. Sure. And each episode is a collection of the characters or two specific characters and their, you know, sexual interaction.
Yes, I'm looking at it all, now. Good
it's
Lord.
All real people acting. And
Marissa wrote this entire script.
She wrote the entire thing. Because she's a champion.
Oh, she is a queen.
She's so talented. It's crazy.
Oh my. It's 149 pages long.
It is. It is amazing. I remember when she was writing it, just talking every day about it. And she was like, oh, you know, I'm getting farther and farther. You're going to have to read it. And I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. And then one day she's like, I'm done. And she sent it to me. And I was like, oh God. Oh no. Remember when I promised you that I would edit this if it ever happened? Can I take that back?
We were like, no. Oh my gosh.
This guy Eli is not here to take your call right now. Please leave a message after the tone.
I'm looking at it.
That was a whole chapter of my life. It was an experience.
And when you posted it, then it must have felt like giving birth, just like
it
here
was.
It is.
That night I Go slept
be free.
So well.
Release
that
the Christmas Kraken, you know, just
watching and waiting for comments, and oh, it was amazing.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe this is out there. This wow. Oh, this needs to be reposted.
An experience. I'm very proud of it.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I'm saving. Did you say 13 hours?
I said 13. I meant 3. It is.
Oh, okay. Hours. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. But looking at that,
13 hours would be a little insane for one thing.
I don't know if you've seen recently, another writer that I have had a chat with, Tina, UTI_NAM, wrote The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. And and that in itself, I think we worked out, I fast tracked that sucker. I needed that to be recorded by four males. It had to happen. And pulled them all together and they recorded it. But I think the collaborative audio is about an hour and a half. But each individual, because each of them has their own, each of the four horsemen has an independent audio as well. But, you know, well, Tina doesn't write short scripts. And I know you're listening, Tina. She doesn't, but I am here for them. They are works of art. But as script writers, really just, wow, to have that. Where does that all fit inside their head? You know, just like,
I have no idea. My scripts are mostly just me writing indicators of there should be some stuff in here.
Okay.
And then when I finally sit down to record it and realize I didn't write half of it.
Oh, I need more stuff. I need more of the stuff. Yeah. Wow. I am hitting the save button on that. How wonderful. And also how wonderful to work with
Very. You know,
that many creators as well.
It was a privilege. That's for sure.
I can't wait to get that in my ears. Eli, may I ask, with regards to you creating this type of content, do people mm-hmm. in your real life know? Are they aware of
older brother, who I have been close with since birth, mm-hmm. he knows. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3 of my real life friends and their spouses know.
Yeah.
And my aunt knows.
Okay. Is it something you sort of talk openly about, or would it be sort of
It's one of those
problematic
things
if people did
I'm
find
not
out that you had
ashamed
shared?
of.
Yeah, good. Go on.
Sorry, I'm not trying to talk over you.
Oh, no, go.
I'm not ashamed of it. It just, doesn't come up in conversation. When people
Yeah.
ask, I generally just say, I'm a voice actor. And most
Yeah.
people, their eyes just glaze over and they're like, oh, that's cool.
Nice. Nice.
Some
Yeah.
people will be like, oh, wow. So, like, what do you do?
Well,
I'm
you
like,
yeah. Well,
people,
yeah.
whatever people pay me to, really.
Yeah. Okay. So this is your livelihood, may I ask?
Yes.
Because yeah.
As
Wow.
of a year and like 3 weeks ago, this
Yeah.
is what I do for a living. And
Fantastic.
every single day I wake up and I just can't believe that this
Yeah.
is that there are people out there that are so wonderful that they would support me in doing what I love for a living.
Right.
Getting
Yeah.
to perform and getting to create has always been my dream. And
Wow.
the
You're
fact
doing
that I
it.
get to do it, there's no way to describe
Yeah.
how it feels
Yeah.
to get to do this. It's amazing.
It is. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I've only just made the decision in my real life to commit to doing this. And I hate to use the word professional, but I am. Money is being exchanged
Exactly.
on some areas. So yeah, I think what people are going to pay to him and support
Yeah.
me in this area, and I love this to a point where I probably love it a bit too much because the
Oh, for
balance in my
sure.
life is just it has been sort of out of whack for a good long while now. Okay, I really need to sit down and decide what I'm going to do and how much I'm going to commit to this.
Exactly.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people who would like that opportunity and would love to be in that position where they can. I only know of a handful who are, who can do that. So yeah, I feel
I'm
immensely
very
fortunate.
privileged, that's for sure.
Yeah, very much so.
I was in a really lucky position, and I was at just the right point in my job, my day job that I was at, that I saved up a little bit of money. I knew where I could go back if I
Okay.
if things went sideways and people decided I wasn't worth their time and money anymore. And the job stopped coming in, and took the leap and never looked back. It's been
Wow.
genuinely an amazing year, and I can't thank people enough.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that it's been successful for you and that it's not, well, may I ask, is there times when it is work for you?
Oh, for sure. Every time that I'm sitting down recording and editing, it is work.
But
I
work that you love, I
thoroughly
guess.
enjoy what I do, but it is work. I spend considerable hours and hours of every day, and I work pretty much every day, always, even on holidays and stuff generally. So always trying to find more stuff that I can make and more things I can do. And even if that's just spending a couple of hours scouring the internet for, projects to work on or ideas to bring to life, that's still work for me.
And what a wonderful position to be in that you do get
Exactly.
that sort of satisfaction and fulfillment out of it, acting wise and creating wise. One thing that I think the first time I listened to you, and I'm going to find the audio and I'll let you know once more to find it, but one thing that did impress me, given what's happened sort of socially in this, in the creator space, in terms of male VAs and, just being called out and cancelled and all that sort of thing.
Yes.
One thing that I did notice when I first discovered you was I read your frequently asked questions and looked into your response to, how you interact with people in general, I guess, not just listeners, but I guess I would assume with creators as well. But I thought it was so well put, this because there is that capacity to develop parasocial connections here, and people do, on people do, I don't know, feel forget where the character is and where the human is, the actual real life person. And fortunately, I've not encountered too many difficulties with that. But the way you worded it. I have actually sent a lot of people to have a look at your, or sent them a link with your response to that, and what you're happy to, and where your boundaries and your limits are, because I think it's really important to hold that firm, to set that, and it's very clear. It's very clear, but also it's not without appreciating those people who do listen to you and do support you. So yeah,
I like to think that everybody in this space is a human being. We all deserve the dignity to be treated as such. Creator, listener, writer, editor, doesn't matter. We're all people. Everybody deserves their boundaries and their space. Everybody deserves their peace at the end of the day. You know, I'm here for myself. And then one of the things that I told people, because people asked a lot when I first started creating, was whether or not I would do ramble faps, which, for people that don't know, are basically I would masturbate and then, you know, talk, moan, listen into the microphone. That's something that I have never done and will never do for this space. And the reason why is because my creations here, the content that I create is all for the sake of performing and creating. It's not for a sexual purpose for me. It's a sexual purpose for you guys. It is not a sexual purpose for me. I just love the creation. I've always wanted to entertain people, and that's another reason why a lot of my audio content stuff strays more towards characters and
It's not you per se, you in real life. It's you, it's the character you're embodying. And I really appreciate that, because it can be, that line can be crossed, but at the same time, there's a lot of, I've had to say a couple of times, you know, people have left comments like, oh, let me think off the top of my head, just like, oh, somebody once said, you know, I would fuck her hard like a, you know, jackhammer. And my response was like, how about you just say you're really horny and, you know, you like tools. And, you know, I'm a human, living, breathing person and a female, and I'm not an object. This persona that we present to the space is, it's not here for objectification. I mean, some creators may be completely happy with that and look to the social aspect of it, but me, no, not so much. There's ways to word that a little bit more eloquently.
I'm definitely also lucky that as a male performer, the people listening to my content are people that are conditioned to not treat me as an object. Women and non-binary listeners are definitely a lot more respectful than male listeners tend to be.
You find?
It's an unfortunate thing, but it is definitely a truth, an unfortunate truth about, you know, this sort of...
Like I said, fortunately, I haven't encountered a lot of it. I know that... I get some very overzealous comments every now and then, and only a handful of times I've had to just message them directly to say, hey, thanks for listening. But in terms of, you know, how much you enjoyed and how often you enjoyed, that's, you can keep that one to yourself. I'll high five you, you know, after you wash your hands. we're good. But yeah, thanks. But yeah, you can keep that one to yourself. But yeah, and for the most part, very, very respectful. So I get, you know, probably part of that is I am probably older. Actually, I do know, I only just came across a report, I want to say before Night Falls, put it out on it's on Backstage regarding
on the ages and stuff
It's like, okay, I'm in the 2.5%, I'll take it, it's good. it's good, I'm under no illusions that, you know, there are scripts that I cannot fill because, you know, I'm not a college student. I know I can read the room and I know my space and where I fit within it, and for me it is a sexual outlet actually, and it is a creative outlet. But yeah, no, that in itself has evolved. So I'm glad you seem to have maintained your from what you said about the first audio you created to it still seems to have maintained at that level or that within that realm.
I've been very lucky that the people that listen to my content and enjoy the work that I do are here for that sort of content. They're here for that, for the experience and the entertainment. They're not here for trying to create some sort of interaction between themselves and myself.
Well, that's fantastic. Where are you looking at, you know, taking this, or do you have plans for, you know, future audios or like within your behind your paywall, behind in your Patreon? Sure. Does that, are you looking to expand that, or I mean,
I'm just looking to keep working. I'm always looking for new outlets. You know, I went from having just the Reddit page to posting on a Patreon as well, and from having a Patreon to getting contacted by a website called triquin.com. It's a for anybody that doesn't know, it's a website focused towards female listeners specifically, but it's all audio content. And they asked me to work for to create content for them, so I do audios for them as well. And then, you know, trying other sorts of outlets beyond just audio creation, such as Twitch and YouTube. Always looking for more stuff to do, and having a great time doing it.
That's just, what a fantastic position to be in. With regards to, I'm a Triquin creator as well. But are you looking to expand beyond there in terms of, you know, other paid websites or subscription websites, or just you're content with where you're at now and just like you said, happy to be working on it?
At the moment I'm kind of overwhelmed with some of the work that I do. Mostly because I put too much on myself with my just insane desire to constantly be doing something. But I think that spreading out and having, you know, more platforms is always a good idea. I like exploring, you know, different spaces and seeing what sort of places offer different things to me and what I can offer to different spaces. I was looking on Twitter. I browse Twitter a couple minutes every day just to kind of catch up on some stuff. And I follow a couple of other creators who have quite a few different platforms that they create on. I found that websites like OnlyFans and Fansly, there's a lot of creators within this space that also create content for those. Whereas those are typically seen for visual medium. Are people that do create audio content for those kind of sites, and I find that interesting, and was considering even checking out Fansly specifically, because OnlyFans decided that sex workers were not worth their time.
And didn't the asshole out of that literally back. 2 days later it's like, hello, that's what?
So I was looking at Fansly, not OnlyFans.
Still considering that?
I am, yes. I've been looking into it, researching it. Always keeping my eyes open, you know, trying to see what's out there.
I've noticed some other VAs also post on Pornhub, which I find interesting.
The first person that I ever listened to on GWA, I heard them for the first time on Pornhub. They are 50% of the reason why I know what GWA is.
We all have our path here, right? We all have our path to landing here. I came here via Triquin, actually. So it was quite a moment when Caroline Spiegel contacted me. We did an article together for Vice.com, and she contacted me and asked me to, she needed some FRF content. And I just thought, you have no idea how much of a full circle moment this is, because without Triquin, I would not be here in this space as a creator. So thanks.
It's so interesting that you came from like the complete opposite direction that I did, because Quinn is like kind of my latest
yes,
evolution,
yeah,
whereas you're moving towards Reddit and such from Quinn. That's fascinating. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I guess, look, I started with Reddit, but was very, I was quite the consumer at TriQuinn when they ran their sort of 2 years, the beta website for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. But yes, for that to be the impetus as to the very first audio I ever listened, erotic audio, was on Quinn. And I just thought, and now I'm on Quinn, what? And not only Quinn, but a couple of other websites as well, but who I was, you know, just an avid subscriber and listener.
Definitely.
But just like, what?
Which it is very strange coming from being a consumer to being a creator.
Has
seeing
it, yeah.
this space that I viewed at first as sort of like this little corner of the internet, and now it's kind of my home.
It's your corner. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And oh gosh, where was I going with that? Oh, I wanted to know, has, since becoming a creator, has mm-hmm. that influenced what you listen to, like what you personally enjoy?
Or
do you get to listen?
Don't listen to anything, really.
Right? Yeah.
And it mostly came from the fact that when I sit down and listen to a lot of audios now, it's people I know. So it's just, it's a little odd for me personally to listen to my friends, or at least people that I know or know of.
You have a connection with or interact with on some level as a peer. Mm-hmm. I'm similarly, I don't listen to a lot of people, so when I mm-hmm. discover a new creator, I was like, okay, it's me. It's quite the revelation.
Exactly.
I love listening to verification audios
because
you know the voice kink is still very real. Mm-hmm. I discovered somebody a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh yes, follow. Like, have they got anything new out? And it's really refreshing to find
most of my time. Oh, 100%. It's fun seeing sort of this evolution of the people that I do see regularly in these spaces, because even just a couple of months ago, but a year ago, it's an entirely different group of people that I see regularly in these spaces. And it's so fun to know that, you know, it's constantly changing, and there's this and there's so many people that are getting a chance to experience this space, both as listeners and as creators.
I wonder,
I don't know
then
where I was going with that.
I wonder then, with regards to that, when, you know, these kind of well-established creators move on from the space, one's just come back recently, and I could not get a scriptwriter's returned recently after, I don't know, maybe 6 months out of the scene, and I was like, I've got to record that straight. And I did. I almost kind of broke a leg just getting to my little recording space, my little wardrobe. And just like, I've got to say the words. I've just got to do it. And within, you know, within an hour of it being posted, the script offer being posted, I'd recorded and uploaded it. And it was like, here it is. Just here it is. I just need it because I miss you. I miss your content.
Aww.
You
know,
and they were just like, wicked, what? Just here it is, just thank you. I posted it quick smart. But yes, when you see some of the, I don't know, from 2 years ago, even those sort of creators, just think those that have gone beforehand, but then all of these new ones, and there seems to be new people every day, you know, and which is amazing that, you know, people are discovering this little corner of the internet, and
definitely.
I think particularly during the pandemic, right?
Yes, I'm sure the pandemic had a huge effect on the population of the space.
Yeah,
I know that it's interesting. Some of the people that I have interacted with in the space, whenever people talk about the timeline and the life, the life expectancy of this space.
What do you think it is? I actually had this chat with somebody the other day. What do you think is fairly sort of typical?
It's interesting because I would say for general people, it's going to be months at most. But for myself, it's been a year, you know, year and a half, I want to say. And then there's also a little bit of time, because technically I had come into the space and then left it for 6 months mm-hmm. and then came back mm-hmm. and started creating regularly. And for me, that feels like a long time. But then I see comments from people that are like, I've been here for 4 or 5 years. And I'm like, oh my God, this place has been here for that long.
Yes. Well, I actually had a chat with, I did an interview with, no, that's far too professional sounding. I had a chat with a very long-term creator in this space, but it was also a moderator of GWA back in 2014. Sure. Back, you know, when there was, I know, right? Back when there were 70.
I was in college. I just graduated high school, dude. So long.
And that's not even the beginning of it, because I believe GWA is coming up to 10 years old. I could be wrong. Insane. Don't at me if I'm wrong, but it's a hell of a long time, and how that's this sort of exponential growth, it would seem, that's happened, particularly.
I didn't even have a cell phone in 2012.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. And that I'm an avid fan of Survivor. And when, you know, when contestants get on there and they're just like, yeah, I used to watch this with my mum and my dad. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what? And now you're on it. It's just like,
it's crazy.
Well, when I discovered that some creators on here are actually 18 or 19, I was like, well, 10 years ago when this started, you were 9 years old.
You were a child.
That's right. Yeah, I just, it amazes me. I'm just going to have a quick look, and because I want to be accurate with that, how old, when their first start date was. I should remember, I've done a few of these over the past couple of days, and I love it. I love getting behind the mic. You know,
your recording space.
Yeah.
In your whatever it's called, the picture that shows on your podcast thing, it's like a little recording booth. Do you have like a little recording booth that you've kind of created? Okay, cool.
Yeah, that is it. Yeah, I call it the Wicked Wardrobe because it's not a wardrobe in itself. It's part of a larger media room, and it was initially designed to be an AV room to house everything. Having said that, there's enough room for what you see in the photo and a stool that I sit on. And it is hot as Hades in here.
Yes. When I first started recording, it was in a closet just full of clothes.
Yeah.
And there was no air conditioning. There was no vent that led into that closet. It was hot as hell.
And not for the good reason. Not in a good kind of way. I mean, and look, if it did have to get in a good kind of way, it was just like compounded things. So that's exactly. when I start these chats, I used to close the door and then sort of edit that out. But now I'm just like, oh, screw it. Put the door sound in. I don't care. Because I need as much cold air in here as I can get.
It's part of the aesthetic.
It is. And that's why we're not professional people. But so I'm seeing here 17th of May, 2012, GWA. Cow. So yeah, I wonder what they're going to do on the 17th
of May, 2012. Yeah. What was I doing then? Yeah. Not thinking about anything I was going to do with my life, that's for sure.
I mean, look, some of us are still trying to figure that out, right? Yeah. So to be able to do something that you enjoy and get so much satisfaction out of as a performer as well, from, you know, you're right, it's the dream, right?
It really is. It's just, I'm waiting for the day I actually wake up and then this was all a dream.
Yeah,
and so far it hasn't happened yet, but
I think that he's hoping that never happens, but we don't want to wake up. We like to live in naughty audio land.
I like this dream. It's a nice one.
Yeah, it's cozy in here, so just leave us alone. Listen, Eli, thank you so much for joining me, and I just find your approach really quite fascinating and very impressive for you to be able to, like I said, do this on a full-time basis and to have the support that you have. And I'm looking forward to seeing, first of all, diving into that Christmas collab. Whew.
Yes.
I'm going to have to find me some alone time for some time. how wonderful to have been a part of something so significant. But yeah, I reckon repost that come Christmas time. That needs to be trotted out again.
For sure.
Yeah. Thank you so much for
thank you for having me.
Having a chat. I will post all relative links in the body of this. And we'll go from there. I thank you, and I look forward to seeing you in the wild.
I look forward to scavenging through your content and seeing what's going on there.
Okay. Well, you know, remember, not professional.
Not professional.
Thanks so much. I'll chat to you later.
Sounds good.